This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
On Tuesday, Amazon launched a new service called Deadline Cloud that lets customers set up, deploy, and scale up graphics and visual effects rendering pipelines on AWS cloud infrastructure. The new service, which is geared toward the media and entertainment industry, was timed for the National Association of Broadcasters conference in Las Vegas that kicks off later this month. Using Deadline Cloud, customers in media and entertainment, as well as architecture and engineering, can use AWS Compute to render content for TV shows, movies, ads, video games, and digital blueprints, said AWS GM of Creative Tools, Anthony Passamard. In other words, AWS is betting on increasing demand for tools that help media, entertainment, and other execs navigate the ins and outs of cloud-based rendering. We're at a tipping point in the industry where demand for rendering quality VFX and the amount of content created using generative AI are outpacing customers' compute capacity, Passamard added in a blog post. AWS Deadline Cloud meets any customer's rendering requirements by providing a scalable render farm without having to manage the underlying infrastructure. A startup wizard in Deadline Cloud walks customers through the process of setting up a render farm, including providing the size and duration of their projects to determine instance type and configuring permissions. Deadline Cloud then provisions Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud instances and manages the network and compute infrastructure. And for customers with on-premises compute, Deadline Cloud integrates with this compute and uses it to execute rendering jobs. Deadline Cloud's dashboard provides a view to analyze logs, preview in progress render jobs, and review and control costs. With Deadline Cloud, customers can link their own third-party software licenses with the service or leverage usage-based licensing for rendering with existing rendering tools, example Autodesk Maya, Foundry Nuke, and SideFX Houdini, and engines. With Deadline Cloud, creative teams can embrace the velocity of content pipelines and respond quickly to opportunities to accept more projects, while meeting tight deadlines and delivering high-quality content, Passamard continued. Deadline Cloud is now available in the U.S. East, Ohio, North Virginia, U.S. West, Oregon, Asia Pacific, Singapore, Sydney, Tokyo, and Europe, Frankfurt, Ireland, AWS server regions. Cloud-based rendering is nothing new. Back in 2015, Google made a splash in the space with the acquisition of Zynq, whose technology has since been used to launch Google Cloud-powered visual effects tooling in partnership with Sony's animation studio, Sony Pictures Imageworks. Elsewhere, platforms like Arch and Chaos Cloud have provided on-demand cloud-based VFX infrastructure for years. But the COVID-19 pandemic accelerated VFX workloads' move to the cloud as the cost of maintaining hardware and the space to store it increased while work simultaneously dwindled, the result of work-from-home mandates and health-related shutdowns of productions. As Passamard alluded to, the rise of generative AI has fueled the demand for rendering hardware too, and has led to the creation of entirely new cloud-based GPU-accelerated providers. That's all for now. For more stories like this one, visit TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.